rain back. What's up with you and Jay, man? Are y'all okay, man?
Yep, I got it from here, yay, damn. The chain remains, the gang is intact.
Uh-huh.
The name is mine, I'll take blame for that.
Yeah.
The pressure's on, but guess who ain't gonna crack?
Uh-huh.
Pardon me, I had to laugh.
Sorry,
at
who
that.
Did that? That was Jaden Cass.
When you're the right boss, I had to get off the boat so I could walk on water. This ain't no tall order, this is nothing
get
to me.
Jay's right.
That was a very high pitch, Jaden Cass, by the way.
I've been missing my sleep.
This ain't about Jada.
No,
with all due respect,
man, I'm a businessman.
Jay Fiday is Jay-Z.
Half life.
Jigga.
Half life, nigga.
Jehovah.
His 50th rotation around the sun.
Sean Carter.
That's not what a J.
Legendary.
Deshaun Carter.
Legendary young.
John. Yeah. John Jarter.
John Jarter.
Anyway. You know who the hell we are,
Mr. Rock Nation.
I forgot he's rapping. He's still rapping. Podcast,
the Southwest Authority in wrestling,
he's still rapping
hip-hop,
on this.
And everything in between.
It's the Rock.
Actually, I'm the Rock.
You're
well,
one
you
of
are
them.
A Rock.
Oh, I am a Rock.
Well, are you a Rock or are you the Rock?
Rock was Rockefeller's ROC. You're ROK.
Yes.
And I think if you were on the list of rocks, it would be like the actual Rockefeller, like the person who they got the name from.
Okay. Rockefeller.
Then The Rock.
Okay.
Then Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Okay. Hey.
And then The Rock.
And then The Rock.
And then The Rock.
So you're four. You're four.
Number four all time?
You're number four in my book.
Number four all time?
Oh, my God.
All time number four?
All time dead or alive.
All time number four greatest of all time rocks, number four?
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of rocks, man.
It is a lot of rocks. But, hey, this is the Matt Mania podcast. We are back once again.
I mean, our
recording
boss had
live.
Been to Rockefeller.
Rockefeller Center?
Yeah.
Plaza?
Never been there.
Yeah, me neither.
You're the best piece of quartz I've ever met.
Hey. That is the sweet, sweet voice of Neo X. I'm here with T-Call the Villain, G1 to the Rescue. Mega Ran is Mega Ranning. He's touring.
He's gone doing the exact reason why he's not doing the podcast
yes.
anymore.
So I'd be gone.
If you see Ran out there, say hello. Tell him his boys are holding it down back home.
Right. Wear your Matt Mania shirts. He sent us pictures of some of you.
Yeah. Show up to the next pod when you say you're going to.
We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please do that for the love of God.
Make sure you take your wrestling signs to his shows.
Absolutely.
Yes, we need a big old MMP sign at the show.
We do.
Hey, with the faces.
Yeah, MMP for sure.
With the faces, man. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the three most important letters in sports, entertainment, digital media on the Southwest.
I was here last week. We were all here.
Yeah, we were all here.
Yeah, we back.
No. We're here again. He's back.
Rock is back.
For you to be back, you had to leave.
The Rock is back.
It's the Rock in the building.
The Rock in the building. After 7 long years, finally.
The Rock
has come back to
DigiLabs.
To the illustrious DigiLab studio.
Yes. If you want to make the Rock
how was
really
your vacation,
happy,
man?
My vacation? I was on vacation? Is that what it was?
How was your sabbatical?
My sabbatical? I don't know, man. I had things going on.
I mean, you went to Vegas.
I did go to Vegas.
So I'm saying, you act like you didn't do anything. You went to Vegas.
I did go to Vegas.
And that was before the holiday.
Yeah, it was.
And then I haven't seen you since before you went to Vegas. So
yeah, it's been a minute.
I feel like it's a vacation for me.
Yeah.
I need a Vegas story. All right, any one of those at least.
You gotta have
Wait, did you not talk about it the last time you came? Did you go to Vegas after that?
I went that weekend. I went to Vegas.
Okay,
yes.
So you see, how long you been gone?
I've been gone.
So, little brother, that's what you went to Vegas for?
Little brother, indeed.
Talk about it.
Yeah, man, it was dope. Rode out there with my sister, my big bro, and OG Matt Locks.
I was about to say, I saw Matt was there. You went with him?
We all rode together.
Okay.
pulled up to Vegas. Got there about
Shout out to Matt Locks.
Absolutely. Got there at 2:30. Had to use my trusty GPS to find the nearest
dispensary,
marijuana dispensary.
Wait, you ain't swing by, Gentleman Jack's. What's the name of it?
No,
the one with the arcade above.
I have no clue.
Oh, he wasn't there.
I wasn't there.
The guy was not in town.
Oh,
Ran asked because Ran tried to put me in touch and he wasn't in town.
Derek knows.
It's not called Gentleman Jack's either. It's called the Agra Poppy.
Yeah, Ran tried to put us in contact, but he was out of town. So the dude was out of town. Yeah. So we pulled up to the spot called Planet 13.
Oh, yeah, in Vegas.
Which is a
huge, where they have all the goddamn trucks going around the city.
It's a huge complex.
Yeah.
You walk up in there, you check in, show your ID, they give you a little ticket. Then you walk in to your left. There's a pizza spot and a craft brewery spot. There's some other little cafes. And to your right is a wonderful dispensary with about 30 different bud tenders that can help you get whatever it is you would like marijuana-wise. So walked up in there, bought some concentrates, some edibles, a pre-roll. Spent way more than I should have because they tax heavy in Vegas.
Of course.
But it's cool, though, because you went there.
Yeah, absolutely.
To buy. So
absolutely.
Did you buy enough to last for your weekend?
We were only there Friday night. We left Saturday afternoon.
Oh, wow.
Right, so we only needed an eighth, but he sounded like you bought more than that.
I bought a half gram of some shatter, which is really good.
I bought a pillow.
Oh, yeah, you be on your dab shit, right?
You do dabs and waxes and all that.
I got to try that. That's why I want that GPN Connect. The company that makes this,
they have
a dabber now that you connect to a water piece, and it's like the hottest thing. Everybody's using it, the GPN Connect. I got to give me one of those.
So after that, we pulled up to the hotel. I always stay in Old Vegas. I'm an Old Vegas guy.
You stayed at the D?
No, this time I stayed at the Plaza.
Okay.
I've stayed at the D before. The D is dope.
I want to know if Matlock used it, some of his connects to get you guys like.
Oh, was he throwing
his name around in Vegas?
No, we was backstage with Pooh and Fonte.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh,
that was already prearranged, because we know them from the Rhyme and Reason days.
Wow.
I don't mean nothing.
Yeah, no.
People can't act new.
Oh, no. It was all love, man. Okay. We're hanging out back there. All
right,
that's dope. I'm big fans of both of them. I wish I had known that.
Got to.
Had I known that, I would have gave you something to give to them. Them guys, like, not no beat or nothing, but just like... just some cool piece of memorabilia. Those are the two of my favorite.
They don't want nothing from G1, okay?
They really don't. Not B-Wise.
No, but it was cool, man. We got there, started drinking on Fremont Street at like 5. Had a few big beers and went back up to the hotel room before the show and laid down. And put it to you like this. My sister and Matlock's left, and they were worried that I wasn't going to make it to the show. About 40.
You were asleep?
I was just fucked up still.
Okay.
I was too fucked up.
I want to see the atmosphere that Rock is in when he is fucked up. Like I imagine Rock just laying in bed, cross-eyed, and just
not cross-eyed.
Imagining.
Okay.
And your head is just like,
suspend disbelief.
It's just a lot of weed and brown liquor.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, because I had a bottle of JMO with me. So about 45 minutes after they left and got to the venue, I got myself up, smoked, called the Uber, got to the venue. And right as I walk into the venue, my sister and Matt and some other homies were like in the very back of the bar. So I just like walked in with my arms up rather gloriously. And they were like, look at this fucking guy. I was still fucked up. I drank like 3 beers at the show. I was still fucked up. And Monica, put it to you like this. After the show, we hung out a little bit with Pooh and Fonte. And then we got an Uber back to the hotel. Monica and Matlock's went out till like 4 in the morning. Rock went back to the room. Smoked a bunch
of weed.
Did
they date or?
Watch a little.
My sister and Matt? No.
Yeah, I didn't.
Watch a
that's
little
bro
bit
and sis.
Watch a little bit of Golden Girls and call it a night.
He just wants to know what they was out doing until 4 in the morning.
They had some other homies out there. We had some other friends out there, too.
Oh, that's dope.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it was quick. Got fucked up real quickly. Real quick, like.
Okay, why? Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why do you get fucked up quickly?
Why was it quick?
You should know the answer to this question.
We had to get back
really,
Saturday.
Is the silver couch surfer really asking?
The silver couch surfer. No, we no.
Why somebody gets fucked up?
I know how I get fucked up real fast.
We had to get back to the loaf. We had to get back to the loaf on Saturday.
Loaf gang.
I'm saying,
so,
man.
So you were like accelerated. Just one.
I mean, I didn't plan to get as trash as I did so soon. It just, it's Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, it's Vegas. You just deal with it.
I don't know. I'll be controlling myself in
not
Vegas.
It was
like
fun,
one
though.
One after another. Bang, bang,
was,
bang.
But, well, they were, and it was like they had this on tap, and this shit is like 7.7. So you get like a 32 ounce of that. You just pound that bitch.
Yeah, that's liquid.
Plus, I had like 2 double shots
stop acting brand new.
Of JMO on the way
brand
out of the room.
New?
So
I'm learning about how Rock gets
you were
messed
just in,
up.
You were just in Mexico.
How Rock gets faded.
What was the percentage of the drinks out there?
Tecate. You're talking about Tecate.
No, I'm talking about the shit with the worm in the bottle. Come on, you know you were drinking.
The mezcal.
Hey.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They were breaking you out the good shit.
I love
like,
Vegas,
oh.
man. I love Vegas. It's fun. Fremont Street is always a good time.
Yeah.
That's where I hang out. I don't go to the main strip. Fuck that shit. I'm old.
Right on.
Yeah, it was fun, man. I had a really good time. So, little brother killed it.
Who were they on tour with? Themselves? They have an opener?
Nah, there was an opener before them. They were good.
Was it a local opener or
nope.
was it somebody
it was
on
somebody
tour?
Somebody on the tour. I don't know who it was, though. I wasn't paying attention.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, but Little Brother. Oh, the funniest part of the show. So midway through, this fucking white girl ran on the stage, right? Uh-huh. Like ran on the stage and did like a U, and then jumped into the crowd. Tell me why. Everybody in that crowd.
Oh, so you were there when that happened.
Oh, yeah, everybody in that crowd went, and she fell flat on her knees.
Damn.
Split the Red Sea.
Yeah, and then Fonte like stops the show, and Fonte is like, none of y'all fellas tried to catch her. Everybody parted.
Like, I don't want that liability.
Hell no.
I don't want that liability.
So, no, they killed it, though,
Abby
man.
Abby Samo, Me Too type shit going on.
It was cool.
Right.
It was cool seeing Fonte and Pooh. You would have never known they had a, 10-year hiatus. So,
yeah,
that was my, I did that. And then, you know, last week was Thanksgiving, so I had family in town. So I wasn't here for Sunday. But the pod was good. Shout out to Mark Summers.
Yeah, man, you missed the turducken.
I did. I was,
All three of us were there.
It was rough.
You're the only one missing, man.
That's typical, right? That's typical Matt Mania shit. Everybody there but Rock.
Yeah.
Hey, I was in no condition because I had to drive home Saturday, and I did not want to drive home, but my sister, you know, drove us up there, so I had to.
Only fair.
I had to be the good brother and Lynn. That's all right, dude.
For sure.
But yeah, the pod last week was funny. Shout out to Mark Summers. yeah, man, we here.
That's right. Speaking of Mark Summers, be sure you check out that new album, The Heel Turn! !
Yes, sir.
Still out there. There's still links.
Hey,
he's
not here. He don't get another shout out for his album.
Sorry, it's here.
Hey, Mark Summers.
I'm calling it,
man.
So yeah, check that out. Be sure you
look at that. They really like the album, Mark. They're shouting it out.
That's right.
2 weeks in a row.
Not bad. 20 minutes. Digest it. Enjoy it.
2 weeks. What? This is like 4 days.
I heard pieces of the album before it dropped. Because like I told you before he appeared on the show, he came by the crib. So we had chopped it up, and he played me like 3-4 songs from his album.
Yeah,
crazy. Yeah.
I'm gonna need you to get a studio or something.
G1. One of these really days, cool, bro. What I'm trying to do.
You have too many people coming by the crib.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, that's the whole.
But the question is, are they getting beats and you're not?
No, not yet.
Everybody getting beats.
Everybody getting beat. But
what's really cool about that story too is the producer.
Wait, what the fuck?
Wayne Palmer.
Wayne.
Who did the album.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew that guy since middle school.
Oh, he's from here?
Yeah, he's
Are
from
they
here.
Both local cats?
Yeah, they're both local, man.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, man.
Don't worry. I told Mark when he was here that he better not get no beats before me.
Yeah, I think I heard you say that.
Yeah, it's good to see them to hold it down, especially, you know, if they local, like try to support local.
Definitely, of course, man.
And speaking of holding it down.
Speaking of support.
You can go to patreon.com, search the Matt Mania podcast.
See, you ain't been here in a while. You slipped up.
I slipped up a little bit. And you got to do our favorite thing, which is what, gentlemen?
Pay that money.
And paying that money each and every month gets you exclusive content. We do Patreon-only episodes after every main episode. New songs get posted up there. You know, whatever. It's our gift to you for y'all gifted us, so... Patreon.com, Matt Mania Podcast. Make it happen.
One more time, pay the money. And of course, remember, this show is a listener supported show.
It is.
Definitely appreciate you guys sharing, liking, retweeting, and subscribing. And show the ultimate love by going to ProWrestlingTees.com.
Yes.
Picking up one of our t-shirts. Definitely do appreciate that. And of course, support everybody in the Matt Mania. Mega Ran on tour. T-Call still has Black Phillip out and about. Definitely still. Definitely a banger. Like I never get tired of listening to it.
Absolutely.
So pick that up. We're all doing these little projects, and we hope these little projects get big. So help
Evil,
us out.
Evil Eye so on Rock, every major streaming service right now.
Evil Eye.
Evil Eye on every major streaming service.
There it is. Yes, sir. Another one.
Before we came in, Rock was asking in the group chat about Christmas, Wednesday. So we taking off, guys?
Yeah.
Last Wednesday of the month.
Christmas.
We're not doing a show that week.
Okay, so I'm saying, but
especially
were you planning on taking more off than that?
Well,
or just
especially
that week?
Because Christmas falls on a Wednesday.
Yeah, it's that Wednesday.
Well,
yeah.
My thing was, but then New Year's Day is also on a Wednesday. Yeah. So do we take 2 weeks off in a row and then recharge and come back when you're ripping and roaring?
I think that's appropriate.
Our last show will be the 18th.
Yeah, I think that's only fair to take the next 2 weeks.
Two weeks after that for the holiday, the shutdown.
And then we're going to come back.
Are we going to do the
revamped?
And this gives
better than ever.
This gives the opportunity to all the Matt Maniacs to dig into the archives. Check it out.
Hey, you know, question.
Yeah, what's up?
Are we going to do the Matt Mania gift exchange amongst the four, maybe five, if Rand wants to come with
that
us?
That'd be lit.
We could do the year end episode where we just kind of do a recap of our favorite.
On the 18th and do the gift exchange.
That'd be lit.
Right,
yeah. Do a recap and we good to go.
That was my old finishing move name.
Set a dollar amount.
The gift exchange.
$20.
$100.
$100. Really? I want Dave to be the one that gets me.
Well, if that's the case, you won't get it on time.
Right? Oh, wait. Did you ever get your gift?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
So shut up. Damn.
Maybe we'll see if Lee Booker Mega Rand is in town that week of the 18th, and maybe he'll participate because he does owe us an episode.
Yeah, and he usually come through. When he come out of town, he usually come through.
I mean, as long as he's not rapping on some stage in, you know, Pittsburgh or something.
I thought he has a show here in December.
Does. He probably does. Yeah.
Well, he wanted to do that hot chocolate 5K. When is that? So is he going to be back
that
in town for that?
Soon.
That's like December 15th or something.
Something
right?
like that. Yeah.
I thought it was just going to be a bunch of black guys drinking hot chocolate.
I think that's a black movie. In walks Tori Black and Katrina Jade, and then all of a sudden it's just a rip-roaring
good
say,
time. I didn't say coffee. Okay?
Coffee.
I said hot chocolate. Okay?
Coffee.
Not coffee black.
I can't do coffee cake.
And speaking of not coffee cake, but Mega Rand, go to MegaRand.com, search the tours.
Oh, yes.
Search the shows.
Yes.
Support.
Does anybody, and I'm sure we'll probably get more into this within the last episode of the year, but does anybody, do y'all do New Year's resolutions or do you commit yourself to certain things that you feel like you would want to do in the next year? They don't necessarily have to be labeled as resolutions, but you know what I mean?
Nah.
No?
I normally do some resolutions, but they don't last, so I don't know if I'm going to do resolutions this year or if I'm gonna just pick like one thing and try to stick to it instead of like a list of resolutions. Or
I always try, but
if I'm with your resolution first and foremost should be to be a better person, and
of course,
think if that is the only thing on your resolution list, then you'd be capable of doing that.
You better
but
listen
if your
to your Uncle T.
But if your resolution list is like go to the gym, eat better, diet, fuck bitches.
Get money.
Exactly. Like a whole bunch of like.
But what if my aspirations for 2020 are to go to the gym and to get money and to fuck bitches? You know, like what if that's my goals? Like what's wrong with making those?
It's fine if those are your goals, but once you fall off on doing those, then you'd be like, man.
But which one do I fall off on
first? I wasted the year. I fucked up. I didn't fuck bitches and get money. I wasted my whole year. Like I think
I
that's
spent
what
a lot of money fucking bitches.
I spent my whole year chasing bitches that I didn't get, that I didn't fuck.
I didn't fuck.
And calling off work. So I didn't get money nor fuck bitches.
What's the phrase? You lose a whole lot of money chasing women, but don't lose women chasing money?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Hey.
And you know, everybody is always in the gym the first week of
month. This is the worst time to go to the gym. If you like the gym and you go, it's horrible.
Yeah.
All the fuckwads.
You gotta wait for all of those resolutions
I'm
to
like,
fall
hey,
off.
That's my fucking treadmill.
I've committed myself to two things. I said, one, I'm gonna learn bass guitar. So by the end of 2020, you will see me like with a Fender in the studio with my shit, add my own bass lines to the shits. And the other thing was, and me and Rand had talked about this briefly. I am going to start a B-Stars page.
A what?
B-Stars is like
so
a...
Yeah.
And the only reason really is because I got three computer programs worth of beats that even I ain't heard in over 5 years. And I'm like...
And that I ain't heard either.
I was just about to
right.
say that.
But them ain't...
still,
bro.
T-Cole ain't
nah.
got no beats.
He has beats. Listen,
like, how dare you, G1, deliberately, illicitly, say you got three programs full of beats.
Okay.
He's like egging you. He's like, oh, right.
Also didn't
let me shit on Teak some more.
Also
I got
didn't
three
let,
hard drives full of
listen.
Thousands of beats.
Three tetrabytes.
Listen, first
tetrabytes.
Of all... First of all...
I was just
well,
over
we,
G1's house. He hooked the laptop up not once.
Yeah, because right? I had to leave it in a bag.
He said, fuck you, you ain't hearing these beats.
No, because you get special shit. So the plan...
I might like some old shit, too.
So the plan is for that shit is just on B-Stars just to kind of get my sort of income going on to where I can kind of fall back a little bit. Now,
I would hope that we would get a G1 compilation.
No, that's happening. That's happening. I don't have. I'm not making a resolution or anything for that because that's happening. Period. Point blank. I go to the grave with that one. That's happening. G1 phase is happening.
And I'm going to kill that shit.
Just like Midwest Machine Guns is happening with me and T.
I'm body that
just
shit.
Like, yes, absolutely you will.
Well,
with an old poem.
T-Cap planned on another project with G1 that was going to be in January, but I don't think that one's going to happen.
And, where's Tamales?
And the other project, late January, we can get it cracking. If we release in late January, we can get it done. We can definitely get it done.
Tamales is supposed to be on Christmas.
Come on, man. You got like 3 weeks.
I know. I'm good when my back's against the wall.
Yeah.
Hey.
But now listen.
Still what?
Still hungry over here.
Yeah, man. I'm saying like.
What's up, Sumo?
I write some of my best shit while I'm driving to the studio. So yeah, I'm like, man. I can write like 5 verses the night before I come to the studio. So
speaking of driving to the studio,
but I need a rock knowledge poem.
Oh.
On there.
One of them classic ones that you be
no not
sending
a classic
to me.
One. Not an old one. I need a new one.
Oh,
I need something about some tamales and some
holiday
shit.
Yeah, I got you.
Come on now, I want to
turn my music high.
I want to hear how your mom was in there grinding up the.
No, how he bought them from Sumo.
Picked up my phone,
but not when he was a kid. When you was young, wait. Do anybody in your family make tamales?
No.
Were you around when they were making them?
Yeah, they made us.
See, so you're gonna exactly. I need you to pull from that. I need that energy.
You want the story?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
man.
And then I'm gonna get Neo in there talking some Spanish. You know, and then I'm gonna get G1 just being a nigga because he don't know shit about tamales. He's from Chicago.
Excuse me, nigga. Let me explain to you something. I grew up around nothing but Mexicans. Harley, it was.
I know it's a lot of Mexicans in
Where'd
Chicago.
You grow up,
that was the joke.
Where at?
Oh, okay.
That was the joke.
I missed that one
because they always say that Chicago got good Mexican food.
Where you from?
So.
This episode cannot continue until you.
Nah.
Where's G1 from?
But we'll let the Mad Maniacs answer.
Can you tell us
that.
Where G1 is from, please?
We have a bunch of random Chicago.
And while you're pondering that, if you haven't noticed a common theme of the music that's playing in the background, today, December 4th, 2019, is the 50th birthday of the one.
That
we
yet?
Did not. The one and only Sean Carter, aka Jigga, aka Jay-Z. A.K.A. Hove, A.K.A. How many A.K.A.s?
Jehovah.
Sean Carter the Hustler.
Oof. The game's over.
Oof.
And to catch more of that Jay-Z action, stay tuned to the Patreon.
Yeah, we're going to talk number Hove.
Definitely going to slang a bunch of stuff on that.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, we're going to find out what's everybody's favorite Jay-Z album.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I like that.
And
everybody's
song.
Favorite Jay-Z verse.
That's what I was going to say.
Stay tuned.
Everybody's favorite Jay-Z album. Song and verse.
Yeah. It's going to be a hot episode.
Hot.
It's going to be hotter than Dana Brooke and Dave Bautista.
It's hey! The Rock.
And that's kind of spicy right now.
But hey, let's get into them putovers, man.
All right, here we go, y'all. I'll go ahead and start off first.
Kick it off.
Because nobody knows what they like.
I do.
The L putovers.
And putovers.
You can't say the L putovers because that's the same thing.
It's like the L putovers.
Isn't that the?
The, yeah, that's what it is.
The putovers. I was about to relight it.
So,
you said you watched our list of the last podcast, so you know about speaking Spanish with G1.
I like that.
Go ahead, G1.
I should be a guest star because I don't know that shit either.
El putovers.
Yo, El putovero. I'm going to put
Triplea.
Michelada. That's my favorite.
Michelada.
When he
shit is boosty caca.
He when he brought over
El Gordo.
When we're at the Turducken Day, he brought over those Estrella Jalisco. He's like, any of y'all want one of them Jalisco?
Never said that shit.
Yeah, you
I
did.
I did not. I was I was like the Estrella Jalisco. That's what I said.
Oh, Jalisco. There you go.
Yeah, I'm like, I wasn't that bad. That's some hick town.
You should have just said,
Damn.
Do anybody want a beer?
Yo,
he
Matt
fucking
Maniac.
Destroyed me, destroying the damn thing.
Because it was that bad. It
no, it was not.
It resonated that horribly Cervezas. In my mind.
Oh, God.
My grandma whispered to me.
Said, mijo.
Mijo, ese G1 no puede hablar bien. Pero sabes que I like his efforts.
Yo, Matt Maniacs on the Twitter devices. I have an idea for y'all. I want you to send us a bunch of words in Spanish, and we're going to have G1 say them live on the next episode.
Yo.
I like that shit. We need to make that happen. That'd be hilarious.
You know Veronica's going to have a sentence for G1 to
Speaking
say.
Of Veronica, I have not forgotten about you. I just have not been able to write your trash poem yet. It's tough, man.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Dude, I saw that picture of that trash can like a month ago.
Which you weren't supposed to tell her about.
I didn't say it.
Yeah, you did.
Did we say it on the podcast?
Yeah,
I thought somebody tweeted about it.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay. It was me.
He was you. Okay. Specifically.
Hey,
he was
Veronica.
Tico.
It's coming,
My bad.
Though.
It's coming, though.
I'll start off the putover. Netflix, World War II in color.
Really? That's what you chose off of Netflix?
That's what I chose.
Did you watch the other thing that came out on Netflix?
What's that?
The Irishman?
The Friends of Ours?
The
friends
Irishman.
The Friends of Theirs?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't watch that.
Okay. Did you watch it?
Wait, who are the Friends of Yours?
It's just a mob thing.
Oh, that's the Soprano shit, right? I thought you were talking about like One Day at a Time. I thought you were about to say that's bad. Those are the Friends of Yours, right? Those are the Friends of Yours, right?
Speaking of coming to the Pop Network, yeah. One Day at a Time.
Did you watch Irishman?
No.
Okay.
I did.
But yes. Tell us about.
I did watch that.
Tell us about
Wait,
World War.
Wait, you watched Irishman?
Yeah.
Did you watch it yet?
Yeah.
You watch it yet?
No.
World War II.
We'll
in color.
Watch it this week, and then we'll come talk about it next week.
World War II in color.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
It was great. I've always been a
documentary.
Big, yeah. It's a
oh,
documentary.
So they like colorized old footage.
Yeah. All
Does it
of
look
it.
Weird?
No, it actually looks really smooth.
Okay.
I'm always a big history buff. I like history. I like learning about it. I like, you know, kind of, you know, learning from what had happened and, you know, just really appreciating the times that they were in. And yeah, World War II in color, really, when you see it in color, man, it really resonates with you. It literally paints the picture of how it went down. And I feel like you can appreciate history a little bit more that way.
Yeah.
But it was good. I mean, I like the fact that they just retold historical.
Do you like war stuff?
I like history stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I like war stuff.
Well, war stuff normally is in the past, so that would make it history, right?
Right.
So do you like war stuff?
I mean, I don't like the idea of war.
Do you like
war.
To recapture it on film?
Well,
yes.
It's historical.
I'm trying to figure him out because he's like beating around
no.
it.
I like to see
what's
it.
What's the new movie that's out? Like 1970?
Midway.
Is it called Midway or is it called 1970-something?
1917 is coming soon. Midway's out right now.
Right, so the 1917
that's
movie or whatever
World War
is... yeah, they're already talking about it on YouTube, but I think they said it doesn't release until like around Christmas or something. Yeah.
So I guess I should say, like, I don't...
Yeah,
like,
that's what I meant.
War,
like, do you go watch
but
war
I,
movies?
I played a lot of Medal of Honor growing up.
I think we all
and
did.
You know, Saving Private Ryan, like
I
the stories.
Well, that's stories what I'm saying. Like, I watch some of them, but I don't watch all of them. Like,
right.
So, yeah. but
Saving
was,
Private Ryan is World War II era, which is incredible.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm just
like,
gonna say. Like, were you gonna go see Inglourious that 1971
Bastards?
Movie?
Man, the Bear Jew.
Yeah.
Are you gonna go see that?
I mean, I might go see it.
They said it's like all shot to look like it's one continuous shot, and a lot of the movie is shot from like. Over the shoulder of somebody, so it almost feels like
hardcore
like
Henry.
you're walking around with somebody.
You're with them.
Oh, okay.
So it's like it gives you that feeling of like a video game.
I think that one they also when I saw the preview, I think when they showed the release date, I think it's gonna be showing like 4 or 5 different formats too. Like different frame rates and shit.
For that one also?
Yeah. So
I feel like that type of experience would be good in VR. Like if you had a VR headset, that'd be dope. But yeah, World War II in color. Check it out. It's on Netflix.
How many episodes is it?
Bro, there's like at least 2 seasons worth. And they're all like 45 minutes apiece.
Goddamn.
And yeah,
that's a lot of war.
It's a lot, bro. And they actually go like in the chronological order of events that World War II happened. And, you know, so.
Up until the point we drop the bombs.
You dropped a bomb on me.
Okay.
Baby.
What?
Speaking of World War II and dropping bombs, I guess I'm gonna go next with my
Charlie. Charlie Wilson.
I'm gonna segue off of that. I'm currently watching Watchmen. Who watches the Watchmen?
Me.
On Hulu?
On
the
Hobo?
On the Hobo Network? And, man. Great. For all of the Matt Mania podcasts in here who aren't watching it, I think Rock and G1 said they're currently not watching it. But
I saw the first episode.
I gotta get into it.
I also need someone's Hobo subscription so I
no,
can
you
watch
don't, man. You
have a Fire Stick?
You just Hobo. Need the internet.
Do you have a Fire Stick?
Everything is available on the internet.
Do you have a Fire Stick?
Do not.
Oh.
Should I go buy one?
No, just go to HD Online.
Okay.
And then get Cinema.
and then you can watch it. That's where I watched all six episodes at. But
we're six deep.
Yeah, six deep already.
I might get back to it because
I was about to say that first episode not make you want to
no.
watch more.
I'm also watching Godfather of Harlem, and that's this past Sunday was the finale, so I got to watch that. Then I have a slot open for a new show.
So for those you who aren't watching Watchmen, it's taking place after basically like the first movie, or the Watchmen movie. So after.
No, keep going. Keep talking.
After, what's his name?
Dr. Manhattan. Rorschach.
After Rorschach got killed, yeah. Dr. Manhattan went to Mars.
Right.
Fucking Ozymandias. In the movie, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. Ozymandias, he dropped the squid on New York and shit. After all of that happened, yeah, that's the original HBO music.
I was hoping you would recognize it.
Yeah, I think that's some old school HBO right there.
Come on, bro, you know
it's not TV, it's HBO.
Bitch.
So, yeah, it takes off there, and then it's just going on from there. So, like, Rorschach sent this journal to the news. They said it was like a racist news company or whatever, like some TMZ, Fox type shit. So now the Klan all dressed like Rorschach and wear Rorschach masks and shit.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like shit like that. Crazy, we're in a world where cops cover their face up where they wear masks to protect themselves.
They have to get their guns released.
Yeah, it's a real like, what would that be? That's not right or left. That's what type of society would you say that is? That's
white.
Right.
He said white. No, I can't think of the word. Like the people pro-choice, but what are people who are pro-choice?
Sensitive.
Nobody knows. He's shaking his head.
And none of us know.
Okay. Anyways.
I'm sorry.
Off the politics. I'm like, hey, what is this? All
like,
we know
like
is
right wing?
No, right wing is bad, right?
Conservative?
Conservative, I think.
Oh, conservatives.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not like kind of go with it. But straight up conservative.
Yeah, but it's like that or whatever. So the shit is real dope. It's the went from there. So it's showing like all the fallout from that stuff, like how society dealing with the fact that they thought a squid from a different universe came and crashed into New York and killed a whole bunch of people. How are they dealing with the fact that like there used to be mass vigilantes and what are they doing with that? So now vigilantes are like outlawed.
Yeah,
but all the cops are like vigilantes now because they wear masks. And so it's just like. It's definitely a dope show when I got caught up in it, and everybody who's in it is good. And I was actually watching one episode, and that shit had me, like, nervous as fuck because this dude was just doing, like, dumb shit in it. And I was like, dude, why are you doing this shit? Like, you're going to get killed. And the whole episode, I'm like on edge because I don't want this dude to get killed. Yeah. But I'm like, dude, man, you're fucking up.
I'm going to check it. Like, I thought the first one was cool. Mm-hmm. I'm not a DC guy. I didn't care for the movie, but that's just me.
You know, I didn't get a chance to read the graphic novel first, but then when the movie came out, it made me go back and read the graphic novel. They left a couple of things out,
who wrote that shit? Garth Ennis?
I think so.
Wait, who wrote the book?
Who wrote the graphic novel?
Nah,
I find out.
I don't know his name
when
you say
Watchmen?
It. Yeah, it's.
It's not who Rock just said.
Who's it written by?
Watchmen graphic novel. Here's some information. Oh yeah, Alan Moore.
Yeah, Alan Moore. That's
okay.
It's crazy. Yes,
Rigby was right.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, that's I do have to really get into it. I got to catch up.
You said you said you didn't like the movie. You said you never saw the movie.
No, I've seen the movie. I've seen the movie at least four times. Right? Movie was
or you
dope.
Didn't care for it, you said.
We didn't care for it.
So, in the TV show, they got Silver Spectre. Wasn't that her name?
Silk Spectre.
Is that who Regina King is? Or Regina Hall? Or
No. Silk Spectre in the movie is the chick who was fucking Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah.
So they got her in the show as an older character now.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
She works for the FBI now to capture vigilantes when she was one. So that's
crazy. That's crazy. The last thing I remember her
and
is getting... fucked in that flying owl.
Oh, by the owl. But remember when all the fake, all the Dr. Manhattan clones was like all touching her and shit when she was in the bed?
Oh, yeah, that was crazy as hell.
So, like, she's still upset. But no, with
Night
Dr.
Owl
Manhattan.
Beat them cakes.
They showed a scene where she opened up her briefcase.
Oh, I thought you was going to say
she opened up her briefcase and it had like a blue dildo in it and a porno. Of
her getting back blown out.
You know how they make pornos of actual shit like
it was Avengers.
She had a Dr. Manhattan wiener.
But it was a Dr. Manhattan and Silk Spectre porno, but it wasn't her and Dr. Manhattan. It was an actual porno.
Oh, it was like a parody.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a porn parody.
Yeah, in the briefcase it was a Watchmen with a Dr. Parody. Manhattan dildo when she was about to go to work.
It was like Watchmen. It was like y'all Watchmen seen, XXX.
Y'all seen that meme where I was like, I think this the wrong the Avengers Endgame.
He said he was watching The Watchmen. Yeah. She was.
Rock, did you see that?
What?
You seen the memes when Avengers Endgame came out? Like, I was trying to find Avengers on the Fire Stick, but I think I pulled up something else.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Nick Fury was Lexington Steel.
She had her own copy.
That's a wild Nick Fury.
That's fucked up. Lex Steel. But anyway.
So yeah, I feel like if anybody like watched The Boys or anything like that, like y'all would dig. Okay.
Yeah, The Boys.
Y'all would dig right. The Watchmen series.
All right, man. I'm gonna go in on my putover.
Shit.
As something I just had an epiphany about.
Now, Chicago.
No, sir.
We talked home.
Close enough. You 4 hours.
East side.
East side crazy.
Lupe.
Nah, he from the west side.
Wieners.
Harold's.
Chicago Bulls.
White Sox.
Scottie Pippen is a joke.
Scottie Pippen is the... Don't you ever fucking disrespect Scottie. God damn it.
Giordano.
I'll shave your goddamn pompadour if you're talking about Scottie Pippen. You crazy as hell.
Deep dish.
Anyway, we talked a little bit about Jay-Z, but in music in general, this marks another monumental 20th anniversary for another great artist and another great album.
Let's see.
December 1999, the album that made me want to be a producer, Khalees' Kaleidoscope, as of this year, celebrates 20 years.
Is that the one about, the oops, there goes my skirt?
No, you thinking a tweet.
That's their first album.
He thinking a tweet. not Khalees. I hate you so much, right now.
That's her first album.
I can't remember Khalees.
It's before she had a milkshake bringing Khalees the boys to the yard.
Oh.
I mean, she had the milkshake. She just wasn't singing about it.
Yeah, so
plus Neptunes were all over this shit.
Yeah, she was the first, she was the original first lady of Star Trek. So 20 years. This month, 20 years ago, this album came out, produced entirely by Pharrell and Chad, aka the Neptunes. And not only is this the 20th anniversary of the album, but Khalees has also announced a UK Kaleidoscope tour for 2020, which is going to be really dope. She's going to dive into some of the original music. And so if you're in any surrounding areas of England and everything else over there.
You're over the pond, mate.
If you're over the, yeah.
Check out Khalees, mate.
Yes, man. Kaleidoscope tour coming soon.
You're over there and we Upper Unkton.
To the UK.
Go see Khalees sing about the kaleidoscope.
Hey, that's your mate.
Get off his fucking life.
Hold on. I like rocks. Rock, do that shit, bro.
I don't do it on command.
Yeah, you sound like you do.
That is when I was about to go Australian with it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It teeters.
It's
a fine line. Just happens naturally.
Yeah, but man, that's really dope. I hope eventually she ends up doing maybe a U.S. Kaleidoscope tour, because I would really love to see her perform some of that original music, because I was rather young when her first album came out. But this was the album that everybody asks me what made me want to make beats. This album. Because I was like, this is an R&B album. Doesn't sound like anything else on the planet.
So,
crazy,
like, lyrically speaking, does it still hold up? Or is it just mostly for the beats?
No, lyrically it holds up. And then Khalees has a very unique voice. Nobody sounds like Khalees.
No,
she doesn't
really
sound
really
like nobody
album.
Else. This is a very solid
album.
This album
is very not.
It's not the
traditional.
It's not the traditional R&B.
It doesn't get praised
album.
Like it should either, though.
It's very underrated, man. And it was just like, she was a breakout star at the time. She was a little, you know, half Latina from Harlem. And, man, linked up with Pharrell and them. And just some great shit came out of that marriage. So, much love to the beautiful Khalees. 20th anniversary of Kaleidoscope as of this month. And the Kaleidoscope tour coming to the UK very soon.
Well, all righty.
Hey, G-Wayne. Is Pharrell or is he not a time traveler? Do you have that information? Because you got so much information about Skateboard P. And I want to know.
I studied this man's whole career from 96 on. Man.
All right, so you know where the Lazarus Pit is?
Yo, Pharrell's been like 32 for like 40 years.
Or is he just going back in time using the almanac? Like, how is this dude so rich?
Under the Back to the Future Act. Mm-hmm. I think he got an alternate 2019 where he wasn't supposed to be as successful. And he wound
has like
up
the Pharrell verse.
It's like there's like Hot Tub Time Machine and he just Pharrells starts stealing there. Shit.
Oh, yeah, Lugal.
Yeah, but he just starts stealing people beats, right? Like,
oh, wow.
Like, oh, I heard this beat, but now I'm going to go in the past and make this beat before they make it.
You know what's crazy?
Did he really make Thriller? Did he produce that?
As a matter of fact.
I was reading an interview on Pharrell, a recent interview, and he's not as big as a nerd as you would think he is because he's not really a big technology dude. Like, it's wild. And it was just a funny article. But you have to read it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess it's my turn to put something over.
Put it over.
What you got?
It's a two-parter. Two movies I've seen recently.
This guy just pointed at the time. And then he gets on the mic and says, no. I got two.
But I'm only going to talk about one of them.
Go ahead. What was the movie?
So I saw the Mr. Rogers, It's a Wonderful Day in the Neighborhood. Great movie. Go check it out.
Hey.
And then last night I went and caught Queen and Slim, which is also phenomenal. Go support that movie.
I've heard nothing but good things. I hope it doesn't disappoint.
Thing. Shot very well. The soundtrack is incredibly dope.
Much love to Lena Waithe.
Oh, man. Great, great, great movie. Support that movie.
Daniel Kaluuya.
Very relevant.
Give us the name one more time.
Queen and Slim.
Yep. Daniel Kaluuya, famous from Get Out.
Yep.
New actress on the scene, Jodie Foster Smith.
Yep.
Beautiful young lady from the UK. This was
I
written
thought we
by-
were going to go do a Matt Mania viewing for this, but...
Yeah,
you still can.
We still can because I still haven't seen it yet.
I actually almost want to like go and like actually like spend money and not use one of my A-list tickets and like
let's,
actually spend my money on that shit.
Let's go. Let's go one day this weekend.
Like, I'm with that.
I'm so serious.
So yeah,
let's do that. Hey man, but no, I think that's a solid film. Every
great
person
movie.
Should go see it. Again, much love to Lena Waithe. Gratuitous plug. She from Chicago. I did it for y'all. I did it for y'all. Look at that.
Everybody drink.
That was for 48. You.
But she did it for you.
Facts.
She's from
the crib,
right?
Facts.
There you go.
Absolutely.
There you
What's
go.
What's love?
So, yes, that was the putover segment. Let us know what you're checking out there. Let us know if you dig him or where into.
Yo, Daniel Kaluuya is kind of getting into, like, that's how you say his name? Did I say his name?
Kaluuya. Yeah.
There you
go. He was in Black Panther.
Kaluuya.
He was Michonne's man.
That's why I was about to say something about him. Like, he's getting on Black Panther territory. What's that dude's name?
Chadwick Boseman.
Man, he played every fucking body. Like, he came in the game on the...
Chadwick Boseman has been everybody.
He's been Jackie Robinson. He's been James Brown. Yep. He's been Black Panther. Like, who else? That's the trifecta right there. Like,
it's tough to beat that.
But I'm just saying, like, him and Daniel Kaluuya... Mm-hmm. Are like they keep being in everything right now.
Yeah, man. When you're a good actor, you're a good actor. Like, that's the one thing about being out there. Like, if you can get work,
and if you
get
to work with,
yeah,
you know,
and if you got like a consistent thing, like it's certain directors that won't work without certain actors.
They're like the young black guys or whatever that you see in everything right now.
Hell
even though Winston Duke, he got thrown something right after
Sure did.
M'Baku.
Yeah, he got put in that.
Some chick on Twitter, thirsty as hell, said M'Baku can blow my M'Bak out.
Them guys and the guys from Atlanta. I didn't think of those dudes' names. From the show Atlanta.
You talking about Lakeith Stanfield?
Mm-hmm.
And
then that other dude.
Lil Rel?
No, not Lil Rel.
Netflix stand-up was funny as fuck.
I don't watch ATL, or whatever it's called. I don't watch that show.
You watch it. Atlanta, right?
I watched it a little bit, yeah.
You know the big dude's name in it?
I don't know his name, but I know who you're talking about.
Paperboy?
Yeah. Funny as hell.
Yeah. Those dudes. Yeah, man.
Yeah. That is the putover segment. Let's talk some wrestling.
Please, let's talk some wrestling.
Hey, have there been any other salacious and hot and heavy tweets between Dave and Dana?
Nothing super heavy lately, but Matt Maniacs, if you don't already know.
WWE Bump, they put out this tweet where they actually had voiceovers over the interactions. And they're pretty steamy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Lord.
Didn't they? They said something about it on WWE said something about it on like the show. I think I was watching clips from Starcade.
They pretty much said, "Come squat on my dick." Is pretty much what he
in
said.
In so many words, and Dana pretty much was
Dana
like,
Brooke was "Okay." In the ring at one point, and then like the announcers had mentioned it on a show, and they were like, "Yeah, yeah. Like I think her and Batista are going out on a date or something like that." And I'm like,
"Oh," and I wasn't here last week, so I
definitely
I didn't get a chance to say this, but fuck Corey Graves, man, what a dick.
Oh man, dude, straight up.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Bitch.
Tell us how you feel about it.
Nah, that's all I gotta say about that fucker.
Fuck him.
He's a piece of shit, man.
Morrow.
Him and his.
Fuck Corey Graves and come back.
Morrow was back tonight, right?
I think so.
Morrow was back.
Hold on, did that happen?
Samoa Joe was back.
Raw? Samoa Joe's doing great commentary on Raw. But that's because.
One thing that I can really appreciate about Samoa Joe is that you think he's gonna say bad guy shit. And then he turns around and like finesses it. So he's like, "All right, Joe, I respect you for saying that. Good on you, my man. Good on you."
And you know, and then he's able to really call the more technical matches because he knows all the moves. It's like Taz when he was on
commentary. The hype. I don't know the hype guy, but the guy who's
talking about Mojo Rawley.
No. The hype guy.
That
on
would be the hype bro, right?
Whatever. In the commentary team, the one with the glasses.
Oh, Vic Joseph.
Him. He's hype. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't know moves. He doesn't know anything.
But so it helps to have Samoa Joe up there as a great contrast.
He's like, "What an innovative maneuver!"
And speaking of great,
you sound like the NBA Jam guy.
Morrow, he's on fire.
Did return tonight.
Oh, okay, he came back. Good
fans
shit.
On Twitter have noted that he got a standing ovation on NXT when he came out. So big shouts out to Morrow, man.
As he should.
Love Morrow now. That dude is one of my favorite voices, if not my current favorite voice.
He is the new voice of WWE.
I want him to call everything great. I want Morrow to call.
Absolutely, man. He got all the good shit. But no,
like it was saying, I like Samoa Joe on commentary, but I would like Samoa Joe to get back in the ring.
I would too.
And I know. Some.
Speaking of getting back in the ring, the reason that Samoa Joe is still doing commentary,
right,
number
somebody
one,
somebody else is getting back in the ring.
Yeah, man, our boy D.O. Madden, and there is a.
I feel like he must have been injured.
That wasn't who I was gonna say.
Maybe so.
Because I feel like why would he be on commentary just to go back to
NXT?
But I think
just to go back to wrestling, because like I thought he transitioned.
Is
away
he the guy
wrestling.
That said he wants to retire, Brock?
The hot, yeah. I mean, in the hot sheets, the rumor is that they're going to create not a long program, but a program with him and Brock. And I feel like they should make him look strong because he does have a height advantage, and him and Brock are probably about the same size width-wise. So I would feel a certain way if he was just dogging our boy Brennan. Yeah. If you looked at them when he was standing up, bro.
Yeah, he ain't got Brock ain't got a neck.
That's a whole nother story.
Don't have a neck. He ain't got muscles.
Yeah, man. Brock has like turtle shell.
It's like lats and then shoulders.
Fucking turtle shell.
Lats, traps, and then just shoulders.
Brock.
Like a lat ledge.
Turtle shell.
Like a lat ledge into his shoulders because he needs that when he's F5 in the cattle.
Hey, Brock built like an 80s Japanese robot toy.
So's his daughter.
Oh my God, his daughter who goes to ASU, by the way.
Right, and what, she play lacrosse? Did it look like she had a lacrosse stick? She's about to murder everybody.
Starting fullback.
ASU is about to have the most dominant female lacrosse team in the game.
I thought she's track and lacrosse field. Deathmatch style.
I think she's track and field.
That's like three different sports.
You imagine a fast
you play
Brock
track and field and you know, like
a fast Brock Lesnar. That's scary.
A female Brock Lesnar?
Yeah.
I think we should call this episode Deathmatch Lacrosse.
Deathmatch Lacrosse.
Unless someone else gets a different one.
Death by Lacrosse. Murder somebody.
Brock's daughter.
When she throws that ball.
Yo, on
she'll throw something.
On everything.
Her balls.
Somebody was saying.
Yeah, she ain't got a neck either,
his
though.
Jeans being the most dominant jeans in that relationship.
Yeah,
like,
Sable
oh
just
my
fell
God.
Out that window.
She got a bushel. She got a bushel of apples in her throat.
Blind Brock.
She F5's calves.
And she does calves?
Yeah, she's calves.
It's like that Avengers scene when Hawkeye's children disappeared. Like when they were out there, he was showing her how to shoot arrows.
Yeah.
Brock out there showing her how to flip the cattle.
Oh.
Bro, oh, that's funny when the snap happens.
Like if Brock Lesnar just put a wig on, fam, that's what she is. Like.
Brock with a blonde wig.
God,
you know what I wonder about Brock Lesnar? Like, does Brock Lesnar do his little Brock Lesnar like taunt, like stand bounce when he's like at the grocery store? When he's like, looking at produce, is he like bouncing?
I feel like he just does that when he's supposed to be standing still. Like he can't stand still. Like he's just bouncing. So like whenever he's in line at the bank. Like don't,
right?
And then when you see the frozen shrimp beans on sale,
yo. I think he bounces to the front door when his Jack's Link's beef jerky comes and visits him.
He goes to the store in his gear, gloves and everything, shirt, wrestling boots on.
Pushes his cart.
Paul Heyman's with him.
That's how he goes to Jimmy John's and he eats a sub.
Paul Heyman orders for him. That's hilarious.
He said he orders for him. My name is Paul Heyman.
And I would like to order for my client, Brock Lesnar. Brock's foot long.
And there will be no pickles.
This, sir, is not a spoiler.
Right.
It's a promise.
No pickles.
I much love to the kid, but this is really going to take a special type of gentleman.
But
Hold on, real quick. Go ahead.
Somebody's going to be hitting that, though.
That's the fuck
her. Hey. No, that's what I'm talking about.
Her.
Yeah, somebody's going to be hitting her.
She's going to be hitting them.
The same way that you be trying to talk about your boy with Charlotte. Like, somebody is going to be getting that. And is going to get into the Brock Lesnar family.
The only advantage that I can see for Andrade is we all already know that Charlotte is incredibly flexible.
Dude, I feel like when you come to Brock Lesnar, you're dating his daughter.
Like Charlotte's ankles behind her ears is not probably unrealistic.
Yeah, probably dope.
You wouldn't be scared because you already been looking at Brock right in his face every day.
Does Andrade walk in there like...
She won't hear me over there.
What did you say?
No.
I said when you go to Brock's house to pick up the daughter and Brock answers the door, you're not scared because you've been looking Brock in the face every day.
Right? Oh my God.
Is you man enough to look that in the face while you're getting it in?
Fucking like, face.
Oh, well, and he's opening the door bouncing.
Fucking twins.
Oh my God.
It looks like one of those movies where you're playing every character.
Making my way downtown.
They wear the same size jacket and trunks. They have the same size trunks and gloves.
Did you catch the white girl's reference?
Uh-huh. Oh, man. Dude, Brock's gonna kill us all.
Brock's gonna beat the fuck
Brock's
out
gonna murder us.
Brock will never hear this.
He gonna F5 me on the car.
If the Matt Mania
Brock's
podcast
gonna
F5 ever gets,
you into traffic.
If the Matt Mania podcast ever gets big, we'll just delete this episode.
Like, I'm gonna get German suplex into a, like a fucking steel beam.
He's gonna F5 me in traffic. Fuck, you gonna do the Neo.
Double power bomb.
Small package.
Get a small package. The roll up. The most dangerous move in professional wrestling.
You better get up and go home.
And I just disappear. No, I just disappear. Poof.
Wow.
Really, like the fucking Infinity Gauntlet roll up. You're just gonna fucking.
Oh wow.
Gonna get the snap. The
what they call it in Spider-Man?
All of a sudden, Mike Chioda appears and counts.
The blip. They call it.
Or is it Baby Nate?
You know what's crazy is that speaking of superstars, did you see in the wrestling news that Steven Seagal's daughter is trying out for WWE?
Never. Wow. Yeah. Never, bro.
I hope she doesn't look like him.
No, she's actually like a quote-unquote plus-size model.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, so she's kind of thickly. Yeah,
oh, you know who looks good? Who's like a fitness model fighter chick?
Yep.
Ooh, Gina Carano in the Mandalorian.
Yeah. I can appreciate that.
Hey, she kind of fire, bro.
Yeah.
Steven Seagal's daughter, she kind of fire. She not bad.
Yeah, she's not bad.
Pull it up on the devices.
Here it is.
She ain't got no mullet, right?
For the love of God. No, she's decent.
Okay. Oh, hey.
Can you enlarge one of these photos, my man?
Can you?
No, can he?
Yeah, I got it.
Can you?
Calm down.
This episode is now called Steven Seagal's Mullet.
Oh, she got Steven Seagal's face. She looked like Steven Seagal playing all the characters.
Who got bigger titties, Steven Seagal or her? Oh, that's terrible.
Show me a better picture.
Okay. Okay. He got it.
Hey.
Let me see. Oh, wait.
I like that.
It's a better picture, but she still got.
I think
if I didn't know she was Steven Seagal's daughter, but once I know, then it's like that's all I see.
Because, bro, she's nice. Like, look,
she's covering up her face in that photo.
Bro.
Okay. That looks nice.
Bro, pussy she, popping on a handstand.
She nice, my dude. Look at that.
What's her IG?
That picture there.
What's her IG? I got questions for.
It's Arissa underscore Le underscore Brock.
Underscore Brock.
Yeah. She's nice. Damn, she's sexy.
That's Steven Seagal's daughter.
Hey, and look, she knows jujitsu too. I'm looking at a picture of her in a gi right now.
Not if Steven Seagal trained her, because all of his jujitsu is phony. Yeah.
No, she's at an actual class.
Wow, her last name. Why is her?
It's Brock.
Brock.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she got mama last name.
Like Eddie Brock.
You know who else has been on the dirt sheets as of late?
Who's that?
Lead Booker Mega Ran has been on the dirt sheets a couple times.
Hey!
Saying R-Truth can't
rap. Boom, 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 boom.
Cena's a better rapper than R-Truth. Which Cena is a better rapper than R-Truth?
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
When it comes to rapping.
I think he sold way more albums than R-Truth ever has.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's not forget, John Cena's a multi-platinum artist.
Right.
R-Truth was one of MC Hammer's backup dancers.
Yeah.
Word? That is true. That's very true.
I like the R-Truth wormhole that he posted on Twitter, where he took pictures with like MC Hammer, Tupac.
Makes sense now, right?
Yeah.
I went to this Arissa's page, and the first thing in her profile said BJJ, and I just got excited.
Blow job, Joe. blow jobby job.
Blow jobby job.
Blow jobby job. Damn, so many titles for this
Blow
episode.
Blowjob Judy.
So many titles for this episode.
Blowjob Jitsu.
What?
Oh, shit. Blowjob Jitsu.
Blowjitsu.
I feel like we're just trying to figure out names now. Is that going to be the name? Blowjitsu?
I think this will literally be the episode with no titles. Yeah, the episode with no titles.
No, the episode titles just going to be pick one.
I like that better.
Blowjob Jitsu.
Whatever you want.
All right, so.
Get back on track.
Get back on track.
I would love to see her wrestling on my TV every Monday and Friday.
On the TV? I can appreciate that.
And one Sunday a month.
Wrestle on my TV.
Well, that's why I liked when Dana Brooke wrestled her. You know, she was
Dana Bad.
Right, which they hardly don't let her wrestle anymore.
Yeah, so that was kind of...
She come out, she do that little side-to-side hip shit. I'm like, please stop doing that.
For the women's match, though, there was this one match that really stood out was the on Raw. It was the Kabuki Warriors. They did a handicap match against Charlotte Flair.
Yeah.
That was a good match.
That was a good match.
It made Charlotte Flair look like a champion.
Hell yeah.
You know?
You know who has the best entrance music in wrestling right now, in my opinion?
Who?
Io Shirai.
Yep. Io's music is hard.
Shit is hard.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah, that shit is hard. I mean, still Aleister Black, you know.
Does he wrestle?
Yes, he does.
He's been wrestling
in a room.
Somebody this week.
In a room? Behind a door?
No. It was in the ring.
Somebody.
What do you think about
AOP?
Man. Okay.
Suited and booted.
So, didn't you bring this up in the chat? The new...
It was me.
It was me.
The new J&J security.
J&J security.
Yeah.
So, Charlie...
What is A&R security?
Yeah. So, Charlie...
Raw security?
Charlie on the backstage interview said,
she was looking
Seth
good.
Seth Rollins, you
She always looks good.
Yes. In that leopard print. Seth Rollins, why'd you let... You know, AOP attack Kevin.
Fuck
and he's like, hey, I tried reasoning with him, you know. So I think the only interesting story is trying to find out where Seth Rollins falls into this mold. I haven't seen WWE backstage, and he was recently on that. So
boring.
I think we'll get some more to come from
CM Punk wasn't even there.
Seth Rollins. Mm. I think because of like the quote unquote. What? The heat that they have?
CM Punk.
So we didn't... I don't know if we had missed it or if we came in before Raw or something last week, but... So...
We did.
Even when he had...
4 days ago. 3 days ago.
No, not this Raw. I think it was last Raw. When Seth Rollins called everybody out after Survivor Series and was like...
Because this Raw, he came out and apologized.
You're a fucking idiot.
So when he called everybody out, it was funny because it was people out there who hadn't even had matches at Survivor Series.
Exactly.
And he's just like...
He's like, you're back at catering and you got the wrong bologna sandwich.
Like, Mojo Rawley is out there and when does that guy wrestle? So I'm like...
That's like the most TV time Mojo's gotten in like months.
So he's like, I just want to build Raw up.
The Ascension was out there?
Right. So that's why I put everybody down.
They like, just completely dogged the fucking Ascension.
Yeah. No one cares about fucking Seth Rollins, I don't think, man.
No, well, man, they're slowly turning them heel so that everybody can boo him.
He's Roman Reigns, man.
Well, Roman Reigns
but they didn't turn
right
Roman heel. Yeah.
They tried.
But Roman Reigns is on a better trajectory.
I'm saying,
back when.
I'm saying when Roman, when they were the company was pushing him, nobody wanted him.
I think the only interesting thing that I'm taking out of Raw is discovering what's going to happen with Seth. I think that's probably it. I just kind of want to see.
Wait, what more do you think is going to happen besides him finally letting us know that he's teamed up with the AOP?
That's the only thing that I'm interested in is seeing what direction he's
going to. Is he the third piece of that?
Well, he's going to be the boss of that.
He's the boss of Aikman and Razor.
Why
is he going to be the good guy?
Well, but the ramp thing was kind of a dead giveaway.
Yeah, how they opened that door for him.
They let him walk by on the ramp, but then they still beat Kevin Owens up again that night.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see, in my opinion. But when it came to Raw, I think that was the only thing that really stood out for me, unless y'all had any thoughts.
I don't know about Raw. Anything G1? You got anything else about Raw?
On the roll, sir.
Man, I'm sorry. I was jamming to my own shit. I loved Drew.
How you jamming to your own shit?
Drew McIntyre.
You're not listening to what's
going on. I am listening to what's going on. Drew McIntyre and Akira Tozawa was dope. That was cool. He just got beat up.
How many rows did Tozawa fly when he got claymore?
Akira didn't look strong, in my opinion. He didn't look strong at all.
Oh, okay. So why are all of the cruiserweights helping Randy Orton?
They were all in a four way for the title, right?
Well, it's just all the Mexican looking guys helping out.
Yeah, but I'm saying they were just wrestling each other the last week in that to see who was going to be the number one contender.
Right.
And now they ran out and helped them. Yeah. So why would those three guys be helping Randy Orton?
I think it's because what was it? Rey Mysterio helped out Randy, and Randy helped out Rey in the last show. So
yeah, I mean,
but I thought Ricochet and Randy Orton had issues.
No, they're kind of cool now. They're cool.
Well, they cool because they want to.
Well, remember, Randy would be like, I choose who I want to hang out with. I want to hang out with you, man.
How can they be cool after Randy Orton like spike RKO'd Ricochet like 3 weeks ago?
That was for Survivor Series.
Yeah, he did put him in the ground though. That was pretty crazy.
He did put him in the ground.
They're fine.
But
you know what else I watched?
That was all I had about Raw.
Wrestling on the network. They did a 24 of Trish Stratus.
Really?
For a SummerSlam match.
Oh, man.
Is it worth a watch?
I liked it.
I got to check it out.
I've always been a Trish fan. She is a SNEC alumni.
Yes, indeed.
SNEC alum.
They did Starrcade. And they said...
I heard it was terrible.
Yeah, they said they had fucking The Fiend versus Braun Strowman.
Oh,
and it was trash.
Yeah. Was it like throwaway match?
I didn't see it because they when I went back. So apparently I guess something happened with the network, so then they were streaming it on YouTube. But when I went to go watch it wasn't on there anymore.
Wow.
But they just had like
clips. They probably got the feed on the network now.
Right, but that wasn't one of the matches that were streamed on the network. That was like the last match, but they didn't stream it.
How did y'all feel about
it? I wonder if they didn't stream it because they plan on like using it or doing it at one point, because remember Braun Strowman was part of the Wyatt family, and if The Fiend is going after everybody who he's previously dealt with,
yeah,
is that what he's doing?
Yeah,
How'd y'all feel about the 6-man tag with the OC and Carrillo, Ricochet, and Mysterio? Crazy,
Viva Latinos,
crazy match.
Yeah, I boo every time the OC loses.
Yeah.
Which is a lot.
That's cool. Yeah, they do lose a lot, right?
Yeah.
The club does not get any love.
I don't know, man. What's going on?
That makes me sad.
They just talk some shit, but then they always like they just get jobbed out.
Yeah.
Does the big brother need to be wearing face paint?
Well, I think he won.
Yeah, I'm like the club picked up a win.
They won, but then Randy Orton came out and did.
They won, but AJ Styles got RKO. AJ hit Ricochet with the Styles Clash from the second rope.
Yeah.
Woo! Lit, boy.
Yeah, so
old TNA style.
So AJ is feuding with
Orton.
With Orton now.
Which is great.
Again, that's happened.
Yeah, this
before,
is the second time, right?
Yeah, but it's dope every time.
And Andrade is wrestling.
Well, so now do we have the Mexican guys that got Randy Orton's back? So Yeah. Is that like a piece of this puzzle? Like, is it like them versus the club?
Randy Orton hired them.
Part of La Clica, eh?
Randy Orton and the Luchas versus the club.
He's going to bring back the LWO.
But look, this ain't even the, and it's not even the other Lucha group. What's the other Lucha group?
Sin Cara?
House Party.
The Lucha House Party. So we got the three-man Lucha House Party over here. And then we got the...
Huh? Tamarindo?
Did you say Moringo? Merengue?
Tamarindo? Is that one of those?
Like you got Lucha House Party Tamarindo. On SmackDown, then you got Lucha House Party on Raw.
Right.
Tamarindo!
Right, I didn't know Lucha House Party was doing that good if they wanted to do them again on Raw.
Look, man, just give Andrade a belt.
Yeah, deserves one.
Well, not that ugly belt that fucking The Fiend got. Y'all saw that belt?
Yeah, the one that looks like a stretched out fruit roll up.
The one that's his face.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah,
and that shit is expensive.
Stretched out.
It's like $700.
So $7,000.
So they said The Fiend is selling the most merch right now, so they keep on making Fiend.
Whoa.
Fiend stuff so that they can sell merch.
I'm saying, if I had a fruit roll up for my face, I just put my face in it.
G1 just got some naughtiness.
He just got a picture of a booby.
No, bro. Shout out to my wife. When she wants to be nice, she's nice.
There you go. See?
It was boobies.
It wasn't a pick. It wasn't a pick at all. It was a message.
It was a boob.
All right.
But
I remember when I saw my
hey.
Tell her you on the air right now, right, with the naughtiness.
Babe, unless you call in so I can say the world. Never mind.
You can say this boob.
Save me, G1.
Auxilio.
That's going to be my tag for R&B records.
So that's only The Fiend's belt. And then when he's regular Bray Wyatt, he has the blue belt. So he's got two belts.
Wait, he wears that face belt thing?
When he comes out as The Fiend.
He puts his tongue through the mouth hole. He goes, ah.
Showing off them tongue skills. I got him JoJo.
Hey.
I want him to come out as Muscle Bray one of these days.
I want him to come out doing that tongue thing to JoJo.
Hey. Like, I want Muscle Bray to fight the lizard.
JoJo.
You seen that?
Yeah.
You said you want to see him come out doing the tongue thing that he did to JoJo, but if JoJo's not there, you're just going to see him swinging his tongue around. And that's what you want to see.
Like Santana and Ortiz.
Me swinging.
Hey!
You're a nasty man, G1.
I booed that shit, first of all.
You were the only one.
Well,
just
because
you got control of the keyboard don't mean nothing.
But that was on SmackDown, right? Right.
Bask in my glory.
Hey. Mustafa Ali versus Drew Gulak was dope.
Oh, man. That was.
New Day versus Shinsuke and Cesaro, the makeshift team of Shinsuke and Cesaro.
I like that.
The what was the name of that foreign faction? League of Nations.
Yeah.
They're making another League of Nations.
2.0, man.
Damn,
man.
Come
on. Sami Zayn's there. He's Syrian.
Yeah.
Bliss is back.
We got a
Bliss
video.
Bliss is back.
We got a video package for Sheamus coming back.
Sheamus.
Yeah. No more mohawk.
He went back to the old
hair. Spiky hair.
Yo, my team lead at work is in love with Alexa Bliss, by the way. I'll just point that out.
Who wouldn't?
Man, shout out to Ray.
Who wouldn't?
Oh, man.
But that's kind of where we're at in the world of WWE. I haven't had a chance to watch NXT.
Nope.
I saw AEW Dark, and I saw the first half of the first match of AEW.
We watched Dynamite at my house before we got here.
That was it. So
it was some great stuff on Dynamite.
Yeah, outside of wrestling, I know WWE, their next pay-per-view is TLC, and I think AEW's pay-per-view, or I'm sorry, AEW's ticket buys are a little low right now. So, I mean, I think wrestling right now is probably in a state of lull due to the holidays.
It's tough, man.
And you know, the big pay per views are coming in January, so the build up's really gonna ramp these next couple weeks in December.
Oh yeah, because you got the Rumble. That's one of the big four. That's when that kicks off the road to WrestleMania.
Absolutely. So you've seen the Inner Circle versus Dustin Rhodes and the Young Bucks.
That was on Dark, no?
No, that's on Dynamite.
Oh, that was the opening match.
That match. Fuck.
Which was a great opening match.
God. Yeah. I was exhausted after that. I'm like, how do
I think the kicker was Watching Dustin Rose wearing tassels and patches on
that shit was great, right?
That was a great call.
And the shit where he was faking like his back was hurting.
Did you have to? I can really appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
And on top of that, if you watch Being the Elite, they're doing Being the Inner Circle, which you can catch on YouTube. So the Inner Circle hijacked the BTE bits and kind of ran along with that. But in all honesty, in the world of New Japan and ROH, they're there, and I know they're swinging. I know
isn't ROH a lot of turmoil surrounding them right now?
I feel disappointed in you right now, man.
Yeah, I feel disappointed in myself.
No New Japan news.
No, nothing.
Where's the Neo? Where's the New Japan corner?
It's been slept on, man.
Anything going on right now? Well, they got any pay per views?
They're revving up for Wrestle Kingdom.
That's in January,
and I'm over here fucking up.
Next month.
Yeah. So I'm over here.
That's New Year's. That's around New Year's, right?
Yeah. Oh, and so, I got a big to-do list. Hopefully, this.
Are you gonna watch stuff to catch up, or are you just gonna jump back
that's
in
what
at
I
some
do.
Point?
Yeah, that's what I do.
I want to
catch up.
Yeah, I watch a bunch just to catch up.
Okay.
In the wrestling world, I want to show some love to Major League Wrestling (MLW), Arizona Zone, Alexander Hammerstone, who's now just known as Hammerstone. In between that and Pro Wrestling Noah in Japan, he's been doing his fucking thing lately. So definitely shout out to Hammerstone. I've been watching him. He has been doing a great job. Hey, you should check out, outside of the Jim Cornette's racist fucking commentary, you ought to check out MLW.
Oh, MLW.
Yes. No, not that old shit.
Yeah.
Major League Wrestling is really, really, really dope. Really slept on. They're definitely, I almost feel like they're the new old ROH. And they very much got like a grittiness to them, but it's a nice polished grittiness.
I like that.
Yeah, you gotta check out some MLW stuff, man. But much love to Hammerstone. I just wanted to throw that out there.
No doubt.
Yeah, man. Listen, it's a lot going on in the wild world of wrestling.
But
it's
essentially
hard enough to keep up with everything.
Watch what you love.
Yeah.
Watch what you enjoy and let us know what y'all watching.
If you like watching bra and panties matches and lingerie matches and things like that, you
should shoot over a match suggestion. Yeah. Just saying.
He said slide that in his DMs if that's
just
what
shoot
you like.
Over hey. That's all I say. That's all I'm
saying. Do you have a burial?
No.
Okay.
But we do have a snack.
We do have a
y'all
snack.
Buried,
week.
Y'all, you could have buried Graves, but you
could have buried.
Fuck that puto.
Yeah.
There you go.
Boom.
Did you want
burial?
That means I have to have the snack of the year chosen by the 18th of December.
You are. Have you went through?
At least we can do a nominee show.
We'll do a nominee show next week.
So next week.
I do have a leading contender, though.
Next week, you got to bring us all of them, and then we pick the nominees out of all of them, right?
I think what I'm going to do, all of them's a lot.
All of them from all the episodes this year?
Yes.
I thought you already went through and picked them out already.
There's more, though. I got to add.
Oh, okay.
So
mathematical.
Bring us the top 10.
We'll do top 10. I do have a favorite, but we'll ultimately it's, I have two out of three.
Ultimately
votes,
so. Is Rock's choice.
No, but I'm going to take y'all input, but I think y'all going to rock with me on the decision.
He's going to load up that voting box. He's going to rig it.
But I do have a snack of the week for tonight.
Who you got?
Rock, yes. Did you want me to do it?
Hit it, man.
Who's tasty?
Mad Mania snack of the week.
Yes.
Oh, from the movie, right?
Yeah, Rock's snack of the week. She was the female lead in Queen and Slim. She was Queen. Her name is Jody Turner Smith.
And she's slim.
Oh, baby.
She is beautiful.
Yes, she
beautiful, 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 man.
She's a queen and she's slim. She's playing both roles.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
She was looking incredible. Increíble. Increíble.
When
yeah,
she
I heard
cut
people
the hair.
Say when she cut her hair, yeah, I hear a lot of
sexy.
People.
Oh no,
that when
like
she cut her hair in the,
movie. The braid was cool, but when she came
she
back with that
it.
Short
it
hair,
wrapped.
I was like, oh,
she's nice.
Like, yo, your cheekbones is ooh
fire.
She was like, ooh, take me back to my roots.
Hey, you feel me? Nah, man, much love to Daniel Kaluuya. I don't know if I'm pronouncing your last name correctly.
Man,
if I'm not part of the
stop
body.
Giving him shout outs just because he was bodying that in the movie. That's why you shout him out, man.
That's
shout
not
out
why.
Because shout out because you was there and I wasn't, man.
Shut up. I'm not doing that.
Shout out for holding it down.
As far as just some solid new blood, me and Rock were just talking about how we feel that Daniel Kaluuya and Chadwick Boseman are kind of like the new young black guys really taking over Hollywood, and it's showing, and everybody's getting some
I think it was Teek and G, one of y'all motherfuckers.
But you know, it was, it's just been really some solid acting going on lately, man, with black folks, and I'm loving every minute of it. I love seeing new blood really take a role and own it. I've heard a lot of great things about Jodie Foster Smith. I'm sure she has a bright future ahead of her and behind her. And she, you know, we are we're looking forward to other great projects from you following this. I got high hopes. Let's get some awards, get some nominations, something.
All right, y'all, but that'll do it for us this week here on the Matt Mania Podcast. Thanks for riding out with us. We will be shooting, recording the Patreon episode full of our favorite rock moments. Rock the rapper, not Rock the hater.
Hey.
Ho.
Yeah, we got a lot of Jay-Z to talk about.
Rock moments.
Join us on Patreon. It's the rock. Make sure you pay that money. Please support us. This is your podcast, not ours. We love y'all. Yeah. We appreciate y'all. We thank y'all. And we're going to keep this going.
Cough up a lung. Where you from?
You feel me? So join us on the Patreon episode. That was it. This was Matt Mania episode
160. And you know what?
160.
Hey, Mauro. We love you, man.
We love you, Mauro.
Hey, Mauro Ranallo. One time for Mauro Ranallo.
Thank
Let's give
you,
him a nice.
Mauro.
Mamma mia.
There you go.
What the hell?
Mauro was that guy.
Yeah, man. That's how I do, man. Much love to you. But anyway.
Thank you, Matt Maniacs.
Yeah.
We out.
We out. As always, in parting, please remember, keep your shoulders off the mat.
Chip. It's your boy.
It's your boy, Chocolate Thunder.